Let's look at the news. Montana's first transgender is not interested. 6-hour standoff messages. Interesting. Nobody injured. Meh. California man arrested after allegedly kidnapping LA woman off the streets in broad daylight. Fucking crazy idiot. Breaking. DeSantis expected to launch the 2024. But we know he's gonna launch. No one cares. Trump attorney alleged the OG investigation. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. We know what happened. Daytime TV legend Jerry Springer dead at 79. I heard about him. I've never seen any news shit. And I do not care. So, rest in pepperoni or whatever. Mars Incorporated slapped with civil rights complaint, citing candy giants woke hiring, training practices. Of course, ESG. You have to abide by the ESG. Otherwise, you're not going to get the money from whomever gives them the money, BlackRock or the government or whatever. No one should be above the law. Damn right, no one should be above the law. And Mars should be held to account for its unlawful discrimination. I'm not that interested. This happened everywhere in all the big companies. We have the quota of diversity. We have to do this and that. Fuck off. Hire the people who are qualified, who are the best at the job that you need them to do. Not because, I want a quota, but I need to do this. I had to hire 5 men, 5 women, and 5, aliens. This is dumb. Murder rates rise 10% across America's liberal cities. Report. Soft on crime, police, and blah, blah, blah. Just 10%. I'm thinking it's more than that. Because if you do not punish the criminals, they will keep on doing, and they're gonna escalate, because why wouldn't they? Idiots. Accused American rapist who assumed fake identity as disabled man in Scotland will be extradited. This is so stupid. My God. Assume fake identity, disabled man. You fucking bastard. Oh my God. Biden team sought teacher union advice on school closures prior to taking office. I don't know. Dude, the corruption in that crap is so off the charts. It's, I don't know, it's incomparable. Ooh, Tucker. Breaking. Tucker Carlson breaks silence after leaving Fox News. True things prevails. Let's see this one. This is more interesting. Come on, load, you bastard. The post-millennial. A 3-minute read. Ooh. Tucker Carlson broke his silence Wednesday evening, just 2 days after leaving Fox News. Well, leaving. He got canned because he was the only guy speaking about things that people gave a crap. And they, whatever the reason they did it. I remember. They had the lawsuit with Dominion that everyone knew they're going to lose, because why would they lose against Dominion, the most important tool of, voting? Shit. And I think they had to pay, Fox had to pay about $700 million or something along those numbers. And after he left, if I remember correctly, in the first day, the stocks of Fox News dropped and they lost about $1 billion. Shit, man. Good evening, he began. It's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things I was... let's see the video.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country.
Where? I've seen some. Show me more. I haven't seen many of them.
Decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people also.
Yep. I'm not going to mention what kind of people, but yeah, hilarious.
A lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. Yep. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media.
No, why would they be permitted? They have to accelerate, propagate the war, propagate this, propagate that. No, let's not do something that's actually good for the people around us. No, 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 no. Let's pocket some more money. Let's find ways how to steal, how to make more money, how to suppress, oppress, destroy. Bastards.
Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't.
I doubt that it will continue for much longer than we would like.
The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful.
That involves the ability of people to grow a spine.
At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. Yeah. See you soon.
Yeah, there is hope, always. Hope dies the last one. No, I want to say something else. Oh, man. A white pill moment, still. At least he got liberated from Fox. He might make more money now. He might become more notorious, more popular. He might even run for the presidency. I don't think he's going to do it, but would be a good idea. Of course, the end of Tucker Carlson tonight was celebrated by AOC, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, like some other people also said, who had called for federal regulation of Fox and Carlson. Yeah, sure. Well, I wouldn't want the government to get involved in this one. Yeah, join Russia. I don't have any money to join this stuff. So he parted ways on Monday morning through promos, blah, blah, blah. We'll see how this plays out. Might be the best move for Tucker. I don't know. We'll see.